A Jewish Journal article. Movers and Shakers. Base named SAC President, New Milken Hire, PJTC Social Justice Award. Bethesda, Maryland-based humanitarian and philanthropist Vivian Bass was elected president of Save a Child's Heart, SAC, Israel's preeminent humanitarian organization. The board of directors of the SAC United States branch announced her election, effective January 1. Vivian is an outstanding visionary and legendary leader who is highly respected and admired by individuals of all ages, cultures, religions, and socioeconomic statuses, SAC U.S. Executive Director David Litwak said in a statement. We are honored that she has accepted this pivotal role with SAC U.S., especially during such a precarious and unpredictable pandemic period. Bass previously served as SACH's U.S. Vice President in 2020 and was a recipient of the organization's inaugural Lifetime Achievement Award in 2019. She is CEO Emeritus of Jewish Foundation for Group Homes and current Vice Chair of Respectability, a national advocacy group advancing opportunities for people with disabilities. At SAC, she succeeds co-presidents Jeff Hoffman and Judith Shore. Knowing that every single day Save a Child's Heart is turning heart-wrenching stories into heartwarming stories for children and their families throughout the world regardless of race, culture, religion, or disability is truly remarkable and extraordinarily compelling, Bass said. Being a parent of a child who died of congenital cardiac disease and a lifelong human services professional, the captivating mission of SAC resonates intensely and fervently for me on a multitude of levels. I am indescribably honored and thrilled to be afforded this esteemed position on behalf of our stellar and globally acclaimed organization, working closely with our passionate and talented board and staff. I eagerly anticipate extending every fiber of my being on its behalf. Established in 1995, SAC is working to improve pediatric care around the world, having saved the lives of more than 6,000 children dying from heart disease in 63 developing countries. Ilana Vorspan. Has joined Milken Community School as Associate Director of Communications, part of the private day school's External Relations Department. Along with her husband, Ben, Creative Director at Woodland Hills-based Conservative Congregation Temple Aliyah, Vorspan is a longtime Los Angeles Jewish community professional. She served for 6 years as Director of Marketing and Communications at Valley Beth Shalom, VBS, and was the Director of Communications at VBS Day School. An alumna of Milken Community School, Vorspan joined the Milken staff in August. Her hiring comes as Milken Community School is preparing to celebrate its 30th anniversary. Debbie Singer. During a virtual Friday night service on January 14, Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center, PJTC, honored its longtime congregant Debbie Singer. With the second annual Marv Gross Social Justice Award, Debbie Singer is a person who cares and who puts her concern into action, the synagogue said in a statement ahead of the service. A longtime member of Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center, the Arcadia resident is involved in providing service to the homeless as well as Jewish education. Singer is on the board of Friends Indeed, an interfaith organization dedicated to supporting Pasadena's homeless and at-risk communities. Rabbi Joshua Levine Grader, executive director at Friends Indeed and former PJTC rabbi, said, Singer is always focused on ways to help others and to bring the community together, including our children, to do the most good. PJTC's Social Justice Committee created the Marv Gross Award to honor its former chairman, Rabbi Marv Gross, who died in 2019. Each year, the winner receives $500 to go to the charity of their choice. In addition, the winner's name is inscribed on a plaque attached to a stone sculpture created by Temple member Brian Mark. Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center is a conservative community, describing itself as a vibrant synagogue that embraces tradition, invites innovation and inspires participation. Founded in 1921, the congregation celebrated its centennial anniversary last year, marking the occasion of its 100-year anniversary with a series of videos published on the PJTC website. PJTC has meant everything to me, one congregant says in the video. It has given me a place to turn when I needed it, another congregant says. While PJTC was unable to mark the milestone in person because of the pandemic, the community has hopes for celebrations this year. We have come together to make it through the pandemic as a community, the PJTC website says, but we'll have to wait a little longer to come together to honor our centennial anniversary in person.